This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
How are you? What is your name, sir?
Yes, sir. My name is R.C. Collins.
And you are a junior at Bradley Military Academy, correct?
Yes, sir.
Can you tell me how you have been feeling about the Michael Jackson story?
Yes, sir. I made a decision that I never thought I would make. I love my country, and I've always loved the United States flag, and it was my dream to eventually go to airborne school in Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and one day make a drop into northern Iraq and be a part of the 101st Airborne in Iraq. But I have made the decision today to not go to Iraq or to, for that matter, go on to airborne training due to the fact that I feel my country is choosing to persecute one of our own who is a great entertainer, and that's Michael Jackson.
All right. Now, I know you've got something written down, R.C. You're 16?
Yes, sir.
You're a junior cadet?
Yes, sir.
All right. Go ahead and finish what you wanted to say.
Mr. Jackson has been accused of crimes so malicious that one can only come to the conclusion that the American people are full of hate for a talented young African-American. It seems then it would be impossible to go to war to defend a people so vindictive and prejudiced. I have known Michael Jackson's music my entire life. It has uplifted me, inspired me, and got me through many tough times as a young man from a broken home. Therefore, according to my cadet student contract with Bradley Military Academy, upon my completion of my course requirement here at Bradley, I will decline to go into Army basic training and will decline further career advancement in the United States military.
Well, that was very powerful.
Well, you know, I feel pretty strongly about it.
Why do you feel strongly about this? Why do you, and you particularly said the persecution of an African American?
Well, we don't know what transpired between that young man and Mr. Jackson, and I don't want to be a part of a military that works on behalf of a government that still keeps African American people down.
Are you an African American?
No, sir, I'm not, but I can still stand up for a man who is, and the United States wants to take the chance of losing millions of qualified young men for military advancement, then keep prosecution of Michael Jackson going.
Do you think that the prosecution of Michael Jackson is going to, in other words, are there other young guys like you, young men and women who feel as you do?
Oh, without question, sir.
Why?
Well, Michael Jackson's music has been a big part of every young person's life in America, and his music has been, like the song Bad, you know, was a big part of military personnel sort of training, and the pinnacle of Michael Jackson's career was that song. It was used as combat motivation. He just means a lot to the next generation of U.S. servicemen and women. This is the kind of respect that our country has for the military of the future that I really don't choose to be involved with it.
We're talking with R.C. Collins. He's a military cadet from Bradley Military Academy. He has said that he's going to decline further career advancement in the United States military as the result of the United States, and I'm quoting from your press release here, R.C., the U.S.'s persecution of the continued persecution of Michael Jackson, and that the American people are full of hate for a talented young African-American. So you think this is about race?
Oh, without question, yeah. I mean, he's another black man that's in the crosshairs of the United States judicial system. And I feel that's wrong, and I just wanted to say that.
All right, let me give our phone number out, and I have a couple more questions for you here, Cadet. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Is the U.S. persecuting Michael Jackson? And if so, it's possible we're going to be looking at an adverse reaction among young people not wanting to enlist in the United States military. How do we turn that around? Michael Jackson's prosecution has been taken rather personally by members of your military academy and other units as well, correct?
Yes, sir. You may know that in the military, as they say, news travels pretty fast, and what happens is one night someone will be walking into your dorm and they say, Michael Jackson's being persecuted. you know, pass it down, and then you just pass it along. You know, Michael Jackson's being persecuted. And news like that travels fast, and the news of Michael Jackson getting prosecuted for child molestation travels.
What about that charge of child molestation? Is that not as an egregious and horrific child charge, child molestation? I mean, even if you worship the guy.
Well, if I could just jump in, Mr. Henry, I understand, but this is bigger than that. They're persecuting a national hero, Tibetan young people, and young men and women who want the military to be their life someday. And the message being sent is, die for your country while we stick one of your favorite people back home in prison. And I don't think it shows any respect at all for people that want to make the defense of our country their number one career goal. I mean, I want to fight for my country and die for my country. And in exchange, they take Michael Jackson, who has meant so much to billions and billions of kids, and put him in prison just because he's black. And
You really believe it's just because he's black? I mean, a guy has been charged with molesting a child. That could be a very, very serious crime.
Well, it could be a serious crime, or it could be consensual, too. I mean, you just don't know.
Well, I mean, you're considering that maybe it's consensual?
Well, I don't know. Maybe the kid... You don't know, but maybe the kid wanted to do it. I mean, maybe the kid... Whatever, you know. I mean, he wanted to meet Michael Jackson, and so did the mom. So... I think the United States of America has a choice to make, and they need to make it tonight. Continue the persecution of Michael Jackson and other African-American performers, or be looking at the day when you can't adequately defend this country because all the heroes of my generation have been basically insulted. Because I would tell you right now, invading armies, they molest children too. And if an invading army gets onto the soil of the United States, you'll see a whole lot of kids molested, and it'll be because you persecuted Michael Jackson.
We're talking with R.C. Collins on the Phil Henry Show. He is a cadet from a military academy. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Michael Jackson's prosecution may be seen by young people as... Well, it may be seen as a persecution of someone, and therefore they have no interest in being a part of the United States military. The U.S. military is an arm of the U.S. government. You see the U.S. government is doing this?
Oh, absolutely.
You don't see this as a local prosecution by a...
No, the district attorney in Santa Barbara appears to be so stupid that he could not possibly be acting independently. We think he's doing this at the behest of the Attorney General John Ashcroft. And again, an individual who, I want to fight for my country and everything, but John Ashcroft, who that's what we call him here at the military academy, he's embarrassing. And I think he wants to put Michael Jackson away. This attack on Michael Jackson will affect an entire generation of upcoming soldiers. If this continues, you're not going to have a military to protect this fine country.
All right, you know what, I haven't said anything, R.C., so far, but I would disagree with you. I'm not going to have a military to protect this country. I would also say to you that it's pretty hard to believe that the federal government... Why would the federal government go after Michael Jackson?
Well, I think it's pretty easy to understand.
Well, why?
Because Michael Jackson is really national in scope. He's not a local story. He's national. And he's the kind of guy that John Ashcroft doesn't want to have. He's gay. He's black. He's everything that John Ashcroft doesn't want to have around.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number on the Phil Henry Show. The prosecution of Michael Jackson is not being received well by at least some up and coming aspiring military careerists. This young man in a military academy says that if they continue to, quote, persecute Michael Jackson, why would he want to fight for a country that hates black people? We also, of course, have his comment, which I think was interesting, that it is not locally motivated. He said the DA in Santa Barbara is too stupid to carry on this prosecution. It must be originating with the federal government. 1-800-449-8686. Are you part of that generation that would like to make a career in the military and as a result of the prosecution of Michael Jackson are rethinking it? 1-800-449-8686. I'm sorry, what did you want to say?
Well, I just wanted to say Semper Fi to everybody.
That's a Marine Corps thing?
No, that's Army.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The soul of America. Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Talking to R.C. Collins. Let's go over to a phone call now. R.C., you were talking about the fact that you believe the United States military will be hurt in terms of its recruiting, correct?
Yes, sir, that is correct. Because of the persecution of Michael Jackson.
Because Michael Jackson's a big hero to them.
Yes, sir.
All right, but you're not in the Army. You're in a military academy.
That is correct, yeah. But you keep making that distinction. There really isn't a big distinction between them.
Between a military academy and the Army?
That is correct, yeah.
All right, here is Lewis. Go ahead, Lewis.
Right. I just want to say, you know, you're perfectly throwing away a good career in the military. I've been in the United States Army since 18 years old. And, you know, Semper Fi is really it's United States Marine Corps code for creed for always faithful. You know, I mean, I don't even know what
well,
to say down there, man.
What about Michael Jackson?
No, but this is not about Michael Jackson, man. You must have some other issues. Michael Jackson is a black, whether you like it or not, he's a black male. Okay, whether
that's
you like
what
it or
I
not,
said.
He's a black man.
That's what I said. He's a black man that the U.S. government's persecuting.
This is not a racial issue. The guy is a child molester. We treat everybody in the United States. You know what? In the United States of America, you're innocent until proven guilty. All right? Those are key words.
Well, you just said he was a child molester.
He is a child molester.
Well, then I thought he was innocent.
What person in their right mind?
I thought he was innocent until
kid.
I thought he was innocent until proven guilty.
He is innocent until proven guilty, but now the facts are against him.
Well, what are you saying? He's a child. See, that's what I'm talking about, Mr. Henry. This guy's an idiot, and they let him in the Army.
Well, don't insult this man.
Well, he's the guy.
Mr. Henry, who's the idiot? He doesn't even know what Semper Fi means, okay?
Yeah, what does it mean?
That's a United States Marine Corps.
What does it mean?
Okay?
What does it mean?
You don't know what you're talking about.
What's it mean?
It means always faithful. You do not know what you're talking about, all right, buddy?
Okay, but you're the guy that said that you're innocent until proven guilty. Then you said the guy was guilty.
Right.
You sound like an idiot.
Said, what do you think? Do you think he's going to have a fresh trial? He's going to have a trial. But if this guy sleeps with 10-year-old kids, man. He's in bed laying down with a 10-year-old kid right next to him every night.
God, I can't hear this guy's phone. Your phone's breaking up. Say it again.
Michael Jackson is a...
get out of here, you idiot.
All right, he's sleeping in bed with children.
All right, his phone is messed up. 1-800-449-8686. Cell phones, sometimes they get into a cell, that's it. R.C. Collins, you just called a member of the United States Army an idiot.
Well, I don't... Mr. Henry, believe me, it hurts to say that to a fellow soldier. But I could...
Well, wait, you call him a fellow soldier. You're a junior at a military academy. He's a United States Army specialist. He's, walking around with a weapon.
Well, I don't see how that could happen.
Why?
Because that idiot said that Michael Jackson's innocent until proven guilty. Then he said he was guilty. What a jarhead.
Wait a minute. Jarhead's a Marine. That's what he's talking about. All right, let's go to Steve. Steve, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
How you doing, Phil?
Fine.
I gotta tell you, I'm a little ticked off about this guy. He even compares me.
Here is Tim on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Tim.
Hi.
Hi.
Who am I speaking to?
My name's Phil Henry.
Phil. Who is Phil? Who is the idiot?
My name is Phil Henry.
Okay, now that was the idiot that said Semper Fi was an Army slogan.
No, that's R.C.?
Yeah. You calling me an idiot?
Yes. First of all, listen, man, I was in the Army. I'm a combat veteran. I served in Desert Storm.
Yeah, sure you did.
No, I did.
Everybody says they did. But
I did, and I can give you my address. Listen, Michael Jackson does not represent
any
part
address.
Of the military.
What's the address where you got your ass kicked?
All right, look at...
If Bob Hope was on stage...
Bob Hope?
In a combat zone, which we were in. I served in the 189 in Wichita. They served in Desert
Wichita
Storm.
Wasn't in the...
He said he was over there. Just accept it.
If Bob Hope was on a stage and with anybody, any other celebrity, and you have Michael Jackson on the other stage, I can guarantee that 99.9% of the military is going to be watching a true legend and a true icon.
You're full of crap.
As in Bob Hope.
You're full of crap.
I am not
anti-black. No, you're full of crap and you know it.
And I don't hate gay people.
No guys want to see Bob Hope in the military. They didn't want to see him in Vietnam.
Michael Jackson.
And they didn't want to see him in the Desert Storm, okay?
I don't care if you believe that child wanted to have sex with Michael Jackson.
Yeah, what if
that's
he did?
All right.
Okay, we're getting into a debate over, I don't know what we're doing. You're talking about what happened to our, everything. First of all, let's get him back on the line. We're not getting into a debate here over whether Michael Jackson is guilty or not. What we're trying to do is this kid wants to give up a career in the military to be a part of, he wants to give up a career in the military to be a part of some defense of Michael Jackson. All right, we have him back on the line, Mr. Collins?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The first of all, that man said he was in Desert Storm. Just believe him, okay? Secondly,
that moron said that most people want to go see Bob Hope in the military than Michael Jackson. That guy was never in the military, and those are the ways that I can figure it out. I want to be military someday, and I can tell the guys that are wannabes, and that guy's a wannabe.
Well, he said he was in something, the 1-8,
Oh, he can come up with any numbers. Any guy that's been in the military over and humped it over and had his ass in the grass knows that Michael Jackson's the main man. And he's the guy that everybody wants to see. Michael Jackson's a soldier, man. He people believe in him.
All right, 1-800-449-8686.
And by the way, I want to stand up for the bigger cause, and Michael Jackson's a bigger cause than some kid getting molested, and I'm not saying that that's not bad, because I'm technically a kid too. But what do you think is worse? One kid who maybe, got one of his testicles touched, or Michael Jackson's whole career?
What did you just say? I mean, are you...
Oh, don't be dramatic, Mr. Henry. I'm in a military academy. I could be on the firing line for our country someday. And
you just said you don't want to fight for the country because they persecute Michael Jackson. And then you go on to say, what's worse, a kid who might have got one of his things touched, or Michael Jackson's career? I mean...
Are you willing to say it's worse?
I would have to, at this particular point, say it's worse, although the same thing probably happened to Michael Jackson.
Well, I think it's much worse to flush a man's career down the toilet than a kid maybe get one of his gonads involved in a fondlement.
Oh, my God. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show here with R.C. Collins. Go ahead, Rick.
Hey, how you doing there, Phil?
Fine.
Hey, R.C., I'm sorry, but it just sounds like you're just trying to find...
449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Look, the downfall of Michael Jackson will have a lasting effect on the security of this country.
Michael Jackson, is he guilty? Is he innocent? Well, the persecution of Michael Jackson is affecting whether people want to join the military or not.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police joined us on Friday. He believes people being in favor of a Michael Jackson conviction, people who think that Michael Jackson is guilty, is polluting or could pollute the possible jury pool. So if he hears it in a restaurant, he goes up to you and tells you to keep it down.
Bill Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
First of all, I really believe, just like I guarantee everyone does, where you're innocent until proven guilty.
That's but right. That's in the Constitution
of
the United States.
One question. Is it against the law for me to talk about Michael Jackson in public?
No, ma'am.
No, sir.
This is a gentleman.
I'm sorry. It is not.
So if it's not against the law, you have absolutely no right to stop me about
to talk about anything.
Why do
no
you?
No police officer has the right. No, you don't have the right.
Well, can I ask you a question? What makes you
sure.
think your opinion is so interesting that the guy at three tables over wants
to hear it?
It
doesn't matter whether it's interesting or not. We're talking about whether we have the right or not, not whether it's interesting or not. It's whether you have the right. Since when,
well,
if you I live in Canada, first of all, Toronto, and it's not illegal for me to talk about anything. Since
now they
when
got a constitution.
Has the United States turned into a communist country?
Are they part
you
of
you can't
the,
voice your opinion.
Yes, Canada's not part of the Constitution of the United States, as far as I know.
It doesn't matter. I'm talking about if I lived in the States, are you telling me it's against the law for me to voice my opinion? You're not your mind. No wonder you're not a police officer.
Well, sir, can I ask
with
you a question?
With that kind of an attitude, well, you
wait.
Never will be.
No, but you're one of these guys that thinks that his opinion about Michael Jackson grabbing a kid's thing is so important.
Nothing to do with it. It's my opinion. It's anybody's opinion.
Well, why does
we can voice our opinion? That's the beauty of living in Canada. That's the beauty of living in the United States.
All I'm trying to say, Louis, all I'm trying to say to you is you think your opinion's so important, you want the guy five tables down to hear it with your thick Canadian accent and all of that. Now, I'm trying to...
Will you knock it off about the man's Canadian accent?
This is why you're not a police officer, because you're ignorant. It has nothing to do with my accent or anything else.
Sure.
It has to do with people voicing their opinion.
Look,
and it's no one else's business. And if you don't like it, you can say, listen, it's not, we don't like what you're saying. Try to keep it down. But don't start threatening people. You're going to have a problem with me and the police officers.
Well, that's all I'm saying, sir. I'm just simply saying, could you keep your ignorant comments to yourself?
I would love to come down there and for you to do whatever you're going to do. I'd have you in court so fast your head would spin.
Wait a second. Well, I'm a Citizens Auxiliary Police, a Brigadier Admiral. What are you going to do? Can you...
I said, if I was in the States and you heard me talking about Michael Jackson, and you told me I got to stop talking about it, and I said, I can do what I want, you said, you're going to have a problem with me. What kind of a problem? You lay one hand on me or any other American or Canadian, you're going to have your ass in court so fast your head would spin.
Sir, you're entitled to voice your opinion about hockey or maple syrup, whatever you people do.
You're an ignorant son of a gun. That's why you'll never be a police officer. You don't know what you're talking about because of people like you that give the police officer of the United States a bad name.
Police officer of the United States?
People like you. That's an auxiliary police officer.
Sir.
You can't be a cop.
Well, you're a citizen's auxiliary police officer. You're not even a real cop.
Hold on for just a second. The police officers of the United States of America are the most professional in the world. Make the Canadians...
I agree with you.
Make Canadians, I don't disagree with you.
Now, you're not being professional.
You're not being professional. Why don't you tell me about Celine Dion or something, okay?
Well, you get off the Canadian thing. Yeah, just
you're an ignorant son of a gun. You'll never be a police officer, buddy.
Sir,
never.
Sir, I'm simply
you will
saying.
You'll never be a police officer.
You got to keep your voice down.
And I guarantee you walk around with a gun, because if you do, you probably shoot somebody. You're an ignorant son of a gun, and it's people like you that give the Americans a bad name. Okay, it's people like you. You can't talk about that, and if you do, you're going to have a problem with me. And then what's going to happen?
Look, Larry.
It's unbelievable. I'm listening to this on the radio.
Larry.
And I'm shaking my head.
The man's name isn't Larry, it's Louis.
Well, let's talk about the Stanley Cup. Who do you like this year?
Bill Hendry Show.
Comedy Gold.
449-8686.